今天要读的经文记载在《列王纪上》第十九章第十到十八节。Our scripture is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 to 18. 哈合将以利亚一切所行的，及伊用刀杀众先知的代志，都跟亚西别讲。亚西别就差遣人去以利亚，跟伊讲：明仔约在这个时阵，我也是无当年的性命，像怀人的性命一样，愿神明当当的降罚当我。以利亚看到这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。家己在旷野行了一日路程，来到一丛罗定树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。伊就倒在罗定树下困了。有一个天使拍伊，说：起来吃吧。伊观看头边有一盆水，甲炭火烧的饼，就吃了，啉了，然后倒落去。耶和华的使者第二摆来拍伊，说：起来吃吧。因为你当行的路甚远，伊就起来吃了、啉了，吃到这饮食的力，行了四十昼夜，到了神的山，就是阿列山。在那里进了一个洞，就站在洞中，耶和华临到伊说：以利亚，你在这里做什么？伊说：我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，伊还阁要侵讨我的命。耶和华说：你起来徛伫山顶，伫我面前。一时耶和华点一点经过，在伊面前有烈风大作，崩山脆石，耶和华却不在风中，风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。地震后有火，耶和华也无在火中，火后有微小的声音。以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙面，起来徛在洞口，有声音向伊讲：以利亚啊，你伫这搭做什么？伊说：我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，因阿个要心索我的命。耶和华对伊说：你倒去，踮旷野往大马色去，到了彼搭，就要割哈实做阿兰王，有要割灵数的孙子亚户做以色列王，并割阿别米阿那人撒弗的子以利沙做先知接续你，将来倒闭阿实的刀的必被亚户所杀，倒闭亚户之刀的必被以利沙所杀。但我伫以色列人中为家己留下七千人，是灭尽向巴勒屈膝的，灭尽甲巴勒亲嘴。主的话语读到一条，愿主祝福伊家己有加济。
兄弟姊妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姊妹，我甲大家咧思想这个以利亚的这个生命的消沉，甲伊几个复兴的这个过程。
We have been discussing the process that Elijah went through and all his ups and downs.
然后咱看到当这个以利亚打赢了先知以后。
And we realize that after Elijah won his battle against the prophets of Baal,
然后咱知影伊落尾因为亚西别一句话讲，讲你今仔明仔你这段时间你若无 我要给你打死。
Jezebel threatened to take his life if he did not stay.
所以因为这个原因，他就真正惊，他就走了。
For that reason, he fled in fear.
然后在他走的时候，他真正消沉。
And as he was fleeing, he experienced depression.
然后在他消沉的心中，甚至到上帝面前要跟上帝求死。
To the point where he asked God that he be allowed to die.
当啊，你当伊愈比较伊甲伊个列祖的情形，伊更加艰苦心。
And he felt even worse when he compared himself to the, whatever had happened to his ancestors.
所以伫即个状态内面，伫消沉的时阵，上帝创啥物
？And what exactly did God do when Elijah was at his lowest point?
然后伫顶一礼拜内面，我清楚讲上帝做了几项嘅代志。
Last week I mentioned a few things that God did.
然后头一项代志，上帝真清楚甲因讲。
God said clearly,
可以好好吃, 可以好好睡。
God allowed him to have a good meal and a good night's sleep.
啊，吃了睡，睡了吃，又吃了睡。
And in fact, several nights of that.
这在那个情形的时候，就是让他有那个肉体方面、身体方面有一个够热精神啊。
So that he was able to experience some physical rejuvenation at the end of it.
但是兄弟姐妹听清楚，会吃会睡是恩典。
But brothers and sisters, take note, the ability to rest and to dine is a gift.
所以上帝让我们睡，让我们吃是恩典。
It is by God's grace that we get to eat and rest.
但是会记得一项东西。
But we must remember.
当你不能说，哎呀，我在消沉，我直直吃，直直吃，直直吃。永远吃下去，你会感觉肥。我跟你讲。
That we shouldn't eat our feelings so much that we gain a lot of weight.
然后这个肥未解决你的问题。
Because all that weight gain will still not solve our problems.
当你讲直直困，迄个直直困落去，你又玩更加消沉。
And even when you choose to sleep our life away, it will only cause us to spiral even more.
这个未解决代志。
And it won't solve our problems.
但是上帝真清楚，让咱知影肉体迄方面的需要，伊让咱。
But God understood that we have physical needs and he met Elijah's. But that's not where God stopped. After God had fed and allowed Elijah to rest, he led him to Mount Horeb. Also known as Mount Sinai. Also known as the Mount of God. And so we see that after you have been physically refreshed, what should the next step be? It should be coming before the Lord to reestablish our relationship with him. Because oftentimes when we are facing troubles, we tend to focus on ourselves more than we focus on the Lord. And God is therefore reminding us to see him again. And look at our situation through his eyes.
So in the last week, I very clearly said, Yahweh used in small声
Last week I mentioned that God spoke to Elijah in a still small voice and asked him what he was doing there. It was a chance to reflect on what exactly was being done. So brothers and sisters, when we don't understand our circumstances and don't know what to do, God allows us to have physical rest that we may reestablish our relationship with him. And that we may reflect upon our circumstances. And today, we will talk about what exactly God wanted Elijah to do. In verse 15, the very first thing that God asked Elijah to do. First Kings 19:15, and the Lord said to him, Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. So God here asked Elijah to return. Return where? Basically, he was asked to leave Mount Horeb. And asked to return to wherever God wanted him to go. And God asked him to anoint Hazael. And asked him to anoint Jehu. And asked him to anoint Elisha. So in other words, what God wanted from Elijah. But basically, God not wanting him to keep escaping.
So, 换句话讲，哎呀，我遇到转代志，我要躲避，我无要看这样代志，我无要面对我的人生。
Elijah here was trying to run away from his problems.
所以兄弟姊妹，有时阵咱遇到问题，咱吼是用一个鸵鸟精神来面对问题。
And sometimes we all try to practice ostrich theory when we have problems.
什么叫做鸵鸟的精神啊？
What is ostrich theory?
啊，看，换句话，我遇到问题的时阵，那个鸵鸟看到危险哦，伊就将伊的头干呐。
Basically, when problems come, we dig a hole and put our head in it.
然后，哎呀，全世界无代志咯。
And then we feel that the world is at peace.
上帝唔是要叫咱做鸵鸟，然后用鸵鸟的精神来处理物件。
God is not asking us to have an ostrich complex.
所以你看嘛，上帝叫伊躲起的时阵是。不是叫他躲避这个生命的东西。
When God asked Elijah to return, he is telling him that fleeing is not the answer.
然后上帝也没叫他说，哎呀，你既然来去上帝的山顶了，然后你只在那创啥，你精神了，你永远待在那。
And God is also instructing him not to just stay in Mount Horeb and to just remain in one place.
所以你看到说上帝在处理，不是叫他躲避。
God is not asking him to flee.
上帝也不是叫他在伫现在这个光景里面，沉睡伫迄个所在。
And God is not asking him to remain exactly where he is.
因为你看，当耶和华用这款风、用地震、用火，予伊看到了以后。
When God allowed Elijah to witness the fire and the earthquake and the wind.
然后佮用细声讲，你伫只咧创啥？对吧
？God then spoke in a still small voice.
但是你会记得，这个时阵的以利亚的心态吼。
But you have to remember that at this point, Elijah was still blaming a lot of things.
其实人遇到代志有一个规个过程来发展的。
Oftentimes, when we encounter problems, there are certain steps or stages we go through.
头一项可能当你遇到代志，当我遇到代志，咱惊到干哪安尼啊
？Oftentimes, the first stage and reaction we have to problems is shock.
到当这个过了的时阵，咱的入到第二步是埋怨。
But maybe after all the shock, we will start taking blame.
那讲啊，埋怨什么？埋怨什么？咱伫埋怨的状态。
We try to complain and blame everything that we can.
你讲我不觉得，我一摆我看到张代志。
Once I witnessed.
我看到一个某吼，因翁死的时阵也咧埋怨因翁，你知无
？A widow blaming her husband.
啊，因为吼，通常呐，你也去失处暗暝较济人吼。所以那个某也乖，你知不？
Oftentimes, the bereaved tend to be very behaved at night in a memorial home.
然后等你安波较少人的时阵哦，哇，伊的心哦，伊的物件隆重会讲出来，你知？
But when you visit during the day, you get to see their true colors.
然后我去安波是，我去探这个家庭。
I visited this family in the afternoon one day.
然后伊在一百万人安什么吗
？And this widow was blaming her husband.
伊讲你办事来无良心啊
！She said you are a horrible man.
啊，你无良心，干哪？你给我绑你啊！
You are so mean to leave me behind.
你不是跟我结婚了的时候，你讲要一决同甘同苦。
Did you not promise to be together for better for worse?
你唔知唔是讲话呀，咱要同活同死吧。
Did you did not promise to be together in life and in death?
咁这个时阵哦，你说帮我，和我家己活在这世界很艰苦，你实在真无良心。
And yet you are so faithless. You are moving ahead and leaving me behind in sorrow.
所以你有看到，连死人哦，佫有人要埋怨你，你知无
？So apparently you get blamed even after you die.
所以人有时阵遇到代志吼，一对吓的时阵，对惊的时阵。
Sometimes after people have transcended their initial shock, they try to blame a lot of things.
然后这个埋怨了吼，也进到第另外一部分，是开始面对接受事实。
And sometimes after they have finished taking blame, then they would accept.
然后到落尾实在真艰苦心，然后伊就对下出来。
And only then, after acceptance, can someone overcome their sorrow.
但是这个时阵的以利亚吼。也伫属伫埋怨的状态。
But Elijah here was still at a point in time where he was blaming a lot of things.
因为伊甲上帝讲讲，上帝啊，你看咪我对你大发热心。
He tried to point out to God that he had served him greatly.
然后你看以色列人背弃了上帝的约。
And he pointed out that the Israelites had tried to betray God's covenant.
然后你看这个时阵哦，我吼。隆重先帝和抬了，剩下我家己一个。
And he tried to point out that all the prophets have been killed with a sword, and he, only he, was left.
在这段经文里面，以利亚讲两摆，你知不
？Twice Elijah pointed this out.
所以换句话，伊在迄个所在咧埋怨，埋怨。我你看，我现在喊你可怜呐。
In other words, he was complaining and out of self-pity.
但是当伊讲讲了。
But after he had finished ranting.
啊，讲讲了。
after he'd finished complaining.
头一日开嘛，较爽吼。
Sometimes you just need to catch your breath.
上帝可以偷了咯。
And after God allowed him to say all he wanted to say.
上帝甲佮伊讲。
That's when God instructed.
你都离开这，你都倒去，你都倒去，你都倒去。
Go, return.
你看卖上帝吼，爱咱做物件是啥物
？Because what God wants us to do.
伊无爱咱躲避。
Is not run away.
上帝也无爱咱。And
to not be stuck in our present circumstances. But rather to overcome and move on.
Brothers and sisters,
that is what God wants from us. One time, two of our more older sisters. Invited me to visit someone with them. So I agreed. And when we arrived there, I realized we were visiting an older lady. She was seated. And I noticed that her actions were impeded. And if she wanted to move at all, she would need assistance from her caregiver. And so the very first impression I got was that perhaps she had just survived a stroke. Therefore, causing her movements to be limited. But after I spoke with her, I realized that she'd never experienced a stroke or any physical ailment. Not at all. But why was she in that state? Eventually, Sister Rubing told me that this old lady used to have a very close relationship with her husband. They were married for many years. And they would go to the market together. And they would play tennis together. And the husband would play and the wife would watch. So they were got along famously. But one morning, around 6 or 7 a.m., during a tennis match, the husband collapsed on the court and died before her very eyes.
So he didn't accept.
And so she had a hard time accepting that.
So, 对那次开始,
and ever since that incident,
她整个人生非常的消沉,
she fell into depression.
她不要继续活下去,
and she lost the will to live.
她没破病,
she had no physical illness.
然后很奇怪, 到一个地步完全没走路,
but she had effects from her emotions that caused her to not be able to walk anymore.
你知道, 你知道有种的破病叫做 psychosomatic, 对吧?
Have you heard of psychosomatic illnesses?
这个是心理影响生理的一个破病。
These are illnesses that are caused by emotional and mental causes.
所以因为这个原因, 它的确属底下。
And so that's why she was in that state.
兄弟姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
上帝爱咱面对困难问题。
God wants us to face our problems.
不是要叫咱干哪。
Instead of running away from them.
不是说, 哎呀, 我在这, 我继续站在这。
Instead of staying exactly where we are.
上帝也不叫咱停在那。
That's not where God wants us.
他叫咱去。
He wants us to go on.
叫咱行了。
To move on.
行去倒落呢。
To where?
啊，这个是咱想的问题。咱来看圣经。
That's what we look at the Bible.
真特别哦。
Interestingly.
因为耶和华叫伊去第一孤立了亚瑟。
God here asked him to anoint Hazael.
Okay.头一个是哈色本身
，Hazael。
第二个过滤了亚哈
，Then in verse 16 Jehu。
第三过滤了以利沙
，And then Elisha。
OK， 哦，我爱咱注意讲真特别的物件。
I want us to take note of something interesting。
要当咱看到这个哈色本身这亚兰哈色的代志，你会对。
You will see the story of Hazael happen in 2 Kings chapter
10.
Because at that time you had Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria,
and
he was ill.
And
then Hazael was asked to go. To go to Elisha. To consult Elisha on whether or not he would recover. And Elisha then said,
这个王的破病会好。
That this king would recover.
但是呢，伊家讲一句话。
But he also said.
因为伊真艰苦心。
Out of the sorrow he witnessed, Elisha was in sorrow.
然后讲一句话。
And he said.
伊讲原来吼，原来上帝要用这个哈色本身来去打以色列。
That God would use Hazael to fight against Israel.
所以呢，这个时阵你看咪。这个是列王记上十九章讲的代志，是第几发生？列王记下第十章。
And so you see that what is mentioned here in 1 Kings 19 is actually something that doesn't happen until 2 Kings chapter 10.
所以，但是各个实际来讲
，more practically，
这个以利沙及以利亚无本身孤立。
We might notice that Elijah never personally anointed Hazael. No. And that is something I want to clarify. And then when it came to Jehu, here it says that Jehu will be anointed as king of Israel.
But you look at this thing, 完全在历史里面，以利亚没去孤立着。
But we know that historical records show that Elijah never got to anoint Jehu. Because Jehu was someone who rose up to defeat the descendants of Ahab. And again, that never happened until 2 Kings chapter 10.
And now he talks about Elisha.
And then there's Elisha. It is true that at this point, Elijah was about to meet Elisha. But he never was anointed as the successor until 2 Kings chapter
2.
Because it was in 2 Kings chapter 2 that Elijah was taken to heaven. And when you do that contrast, you notice.
你讲原来哦，以利亚上帝甲伊讲，你要孤立，什么孤立，什么这个孤立哦，是叫做分别出来的意思。
That Elijah here was being instructed by God that he would anoint these people in the sense that these people have been separated for these tasks.
是，那在上帝里面，该分别出来做某种代志。
In God's eyes, these people have been particularly chosen for these tasks.
因为在事实里面，以利亚无去孤立半项。
Because in reality, Elijah never physically anointed them.
那是因为上帝是甲以利亚。
But instead, God was communicating to Elijah that he should go and he should do certain things. And God is revealing his plan. God is revealing that he has chosen these people to do certain things. In other words, what is God asking us to do? He's not asking us to flee. And he's not asking us to remain where we are. He wants us to overcome.
做什么?
And what are we to overcome to do?
是上帝有一规棒的计划底下，伊爱咱去做迄个。
God has a greater plan that he wants us to fulfill.
兄弟姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
咱的上帝不是开放神学的上帝。
Our God is not a God of open theism.
咱讲个开放神学，代表讲上帝决定代志是根据人决定什么，伊才来叫他决定。
Open theism believes that God makes decision based on man's decisions.
但是事实上帝不是安尼，因为咱的上帝是对经过未创造世界以前，伊已经定了。
But we know that our God doesn't operate that way because He is a God who has established all things in eternity past. Because our God is sovereign and powerful. Our God is not a passive God. And here God is showing Elijah that he had a plan for the future. And this is what Elijah was supposed to do. When it comes to King Ahab, God is showing that he already had chosen someone, Jehu, who to conquer the family of Ahab. So if you have enemies in your lives, you do not need to worry. When you walk God's path, He will be the one to deal with your enemies. Because we know that our God is just. And we know that He will deal with things in His time. But what He is telling us here is that He has a greater plan. Even the king of Syria, a Gentile, is in God's hands. And Jehu was someone that God Himself had chosen. And the particular person of Elisha was also someone led by God. One person. And God's kingdom. All of that is even a Gentile kingdom are all in God's hands. And isn't that an important thing? For that reason, God wants us to keep going on to do what He wants us to do. And that is God's plan. And what we must do is to walk the path that God guides us to take. And that is what God wanted Elijah to do. First of all, God refused to let him be stuck in his circumstances, but to move on. And he was not just asked to take the path he wanted, but rather the path that God instructs him to take. To follow the path of God's will. That is the second thing. The third thing that God instructed. Here you see in verse 18. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. The third thing that God instructed Elijah is that he pointed out to Elijah that he was not alone. You may remember that earlier Elijah was lamenting that he and only he was left. Twice he mentioned that. But God here is showing him that he's not alone. There are 7,000 in Israel who had not worshipped Baal. 7,000 who had not kissed Baal. All in all, there were 7,000 people who had never worshipped the idol Baal. And so God is telling Elijah that he's not the only one. There are others who have not worshipped Baal. Do you remember? Do you remember the 7,000 people who were kept hidden? All of that was by God's grace. And so God here is telling Elijah that he should go on. And to be faithful to God's leading. And remember that he is not alone. There are others. There are others walking with him. And that is an extremely important message. Because when we encounter problems, we do feel we're the only person in the whole entire world with that problem. And we feel that it's a problem that no one else has ever encountered before. And God here is telling you, there are 7,000 others just like you. And what I want to mention here is that when we faithfully follow God's path, God can use your life as a silent encouragement to other people. These 7,000 people are not named here, but these 7,000 have not bowed to Baal. And God used these 7,000 people as a source of encouragement for Baal. And sometimes when you and I walk God's path, I
tell you, God will use a different way to use your life.
God could be using different methods to use your life as a means to encourage others.
艰苦心的路。
When you walk the path of sorrow, remember,
上帝袂予你家己行。
That God won't let you walk alone.
诗篇真水吼，诗篇真水。
The Psalms remind us beautifully.
第三篇真水。
Especially in Psalm 23.
伊讲啥物？
It says,
用我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也唔惊拄着害。
That though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你的竿拢安慰我。
For your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以往这句话讲。
In other words,
上帝无放弃咱。
God does not forsake us.
伊虽然上帝叫咱行。这个上帝安排的路
and when God asks us to walk the path that He asks us to take,
上帝不会让你自己走
He won't let us walk it alone.
啊，有时阵上帝安排人跟你走
Sometimes God will have someone next to you to walk with you.
你那是伫中国啊
If you were in China,
啊，有因有一块竿伫基督徒内面非常爱一块竿
You will know that there is a very famous Chinese Christian song.
就是我们是同路人啊
And it is called a companion.
啊，我的同路人
My fellow companion.
啊，伊讲。伊这个歌里面，伊讲到什么？咱是同一条路的人。
And the lyrics of the song mention that we are companions on the same path.
所以你跟我有相同的经验。
And we experience the same things.
因为你跟我是同一条路的人。
Because you and I share this path.
所以你有跟我有同一个追求。
We have the same goal.
所以因为安尼，你跟我有法同同甘甲同苦。
And we can share our joys and sorrows.
然后伫同喜乐同悲哀。
We can share our tears and smiles.
你讲有时阵哦，有真侪种的伴真重要呐。
And oftentimes it is important to have these people with you, isn't it?
因为人哦，人是上帝创造的，不是家己的一个动物啊。
Because God did not create us to be solitary animals.
因为伊不是动物啊。
Because we're not animals.
啊，因为是上帝创造的时阵哦，伊是有上帝形象的一个人啊。
But we were created in God's image.
所以有迄个情感。
We have emotions.
啊，伊需要人跟人迄个关系的扶持。
We need relationships.
所以上帝哦，袂放你家己。
And God will not leave you alone.
上帝有时安排咱咧真特别伫你边头吼，是咧带你行。
And God will powerfully put the right people in the right time in your life.
啊，我第一艰苦，其实我人生第一艰苦，是我读神学要了的迄段时间。
One of the lowest points of my life was near the last year seminary.
我知有几多位恁知影我这个故事。
Some of you may already know this story.
啊，因为我较早时我伫 BSOP 内面，我了解了一个真水的女的。
When I was studying in BSOP, I was courting this beautiful girl.
然后这个真水的女的路尾。
But she unfortunately treated me as a spare tire.
所以第第五粒轮的时候，原来伊外面有一个男朋友啊。
She apparently already had a boyfriend.
啊，伊也跟我袂歹啊。
And she was still trying to entertain my attentions.
到落尾，我才发现原来哦，我是迄个 spare tire.
And then I realized I was her plan B.
然后到落尾，我就甲伊讲一句话啊。
And so I told her.
若你若愿意放下迄个男的哦，我完全接受你。你看我偌有听心。
And I very magnanimously offered that if she would leave that guy, I will still take her.
啊，我袂好紧过去，可以过去。
Let the past be the past.
啊，你看迄听偌大个。
Isn't that such powerful, selfless love?
但是结果是啥物啊
？But what really happened？
我结果唔知影，伊去甲迄个男的讲啥物
？Was that she told her boyfriend something？
然后迄个男的走去 BSOP 找我
，And he came to BSOP to confront me。
然后无 confront 咯，找我哪呢
？He came to visit me。
然后找到我的时阵要拍我，你知无
？To hit me。
真是被拍啊
！To hit me。
我落尾我是想，伊若被拍我，我会该拍煞无
？And I started to wonder that if he were to land a hit on me, should I hit him too？
我咧想吼。
Would I be allowed to punch him back? Would I be?
你看会做未
Should I?
我看我走个掉地的
I probably should have run away.
啊，我无甲伊拍
And because I refused to engage.
那我若甲伊拍落去
Because if I had engaged in a fight.
我甲你讲 BSOP 出名。
BSOP would make the papers.
但是我想去走入去，唔能拍，唔能拍。
So I ran away.
啊，最新学生要甲人干呐？给人沙发，为着什么沙发？为着女的沙发，我大代志。
I figured it would be a very big deal if a seminary student got into a fist fight over a girl.
然后我走进去。
So I ran indoors.
然后迄个男的对我走进去，你知？
And the man pursued me.
然后走进去里面，啊，先生出来了。
And so when he ran after me inside the seminary, the teachers all came out to see.
到落尾将代志给伊下落来。
And they tried to calm us down.
哇，我跟你讲哦，我和人拍真袂惊的，你知吗？
And of course, you don't like being the one attacked.
对吧？所以迄个时阵啊，先生开会了。
So the teachers had to call a meeting.
啊，这个问题，这个学生要怎处理啊？我这个话。
To talk about me.
啊，要怎处理
？And how they would deal with me.
我看菲律宾圣经学院伊个历史，从来唔捌有个代志头一摆。
I'm pretty sure that was the first time something like that happened in the history of BSOP.
所以因决定到底这个学生要留还是无要让他留。
So they had to discuss whether they were to expel me or not.
感谢主。
Thank God.
伊吼无甲我逼出。
That they did not expel me.
啊，伊若甲我逼出，我今仔无伫家，你知无
？If they had, I wouldn't be pastoring here today.
啊，感谢主，因无甲我逼走。
Thank God they didn't.
原因是什么
？But the reason behind it.
原因有一个先生讲话。
Was that there was one teacher who made a statement?
伊讲什么话
？She said.
伊讲现在唔是伊去怕人，是人来怕伊啊。
He didn't try to attack someone else. Someone else attacked him.
然后迄个对军救队是主要是为了廖刷的代志。
And it's over a love triangle.
啊，我感谢主。
And thank God.
所以落尾我牵手的时阵啊。
That when I got married,
啊，我请这个先知做会幕，你知道吗？
I had the chance to ask this teacher to be my godmother.
啊，上帝安排一个人伫这个所在，你明白
吗？ Because God,
和我伫艰苦的时阵，上帝安排人经历。
Because God placed the right person at the right time in my life to help me overcome.
所以我跟你讲讲物件。
And so let me tell you,
上帝有安排人伫边头。
God does put people in your life.
到底想啊，我唔知。
I don't know who it may be.
所以兄弟姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
当人有需要的时阵
When other people are in need,
听清楚啊，唔通鸡婆
Don't be nosy.
听清楚啊，唔通鸡婆
Don't be nosy.
但是要关心
But show your concern.
上帝有阵用人，哎，在咱底欠用的时阵，上帝不会放你家己啦。
Because God does not allow us to go through our troubles alone.
你看到？所以上帝用这个七千人，无声的七千人。
And God here is using these 7,000 nameless, quiet people.
鼓励以利亚。
To be an encouragement to Elijah.
你是自己啦。
That he wasn't alone.
有真侪人底下。
That there were others like him.
我讲第一名的例是什么？你知？
And the clearest example.
当你掉到毒瘤的时候，哎呀，我全世界我掉到毒瘤了。
Sometimes when we encounter cancer in our lives, we feel that we are the only one.
啊，当你去到病处，你看见，哎，很多同学啊。
And yet you go to the hospital and you see others just like you.
啊，很多同学，你。
And it brings a little comfort knowing that you're not the only one with that kind of circumstances. Do you understand what I'm saying?
上帝到底这个时阵爱以利亚做什么？
So what exactly does God want Elijah to do here?
第一，
Firstly,
他不爱躲避，
He doesn't want him to flee,
不爱沉睡底下，
nor to stay where exactly where he was, but to move on.
行到路呢？
But secondly, where to move on?
就行上帝安排的路。
Towards the path God has given.
啊，就看看将来了。
To look further into the future.
不能停在这了。
And to not stay where you are.
但是当你上帝叫你行的时阵。
But when God asks us to take、
哎、
a certain path.
你生命也艰苦，也艰难。
And when we feel that our life is very difficult.
不要紧，上帝不是和你自己。
The comfort is that we are not alone.
上帝有安排人在那里。
And God has arranged for certain people to be there with us.
我相信在你的生命过程里面，你会看到这样的事。
And I believe that you can see that in your life.
我们的上帝真是这样。
And that's how our God is.
当上帝这样做了。
When God guides us.
啊，我问你，你跟我是以利亚，你要从啥？
And we are in Elijah's shoes, what would we do?
第十九节，今天没给你读，我读给你听。
I'll read verse 19 for you.
好，你听。因为安尼，以利亚离开迄个所在，行路拄到撒法的囝以利沙进城。
1 Kings 19:19. So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him.
你看什么吗？意思就是因为安尼。
So
以利亚。就离开迄个所在去了。
He departed from there.
所以你看到 ，OK， 我知上帝指示我就安尼。
And so you see that we may know God's will.
上帝爱我创什么
？But what we should be doing?
马上离开。
Is to immediately follow.
所以呢，咱要怎回应啊
？How should we respond to God?
咱要怎回应上帝的指示
？How should we respond to His instruction?
顺服上帝。
To submit.
上帝叫咱去，咱去。
To follow where he leads.
何时?
And when should we do that?
马上。
Immediately.
为什么?
Why?
因为你跟我如早去冲，
咱就如伫即个困境内面，甲查出来。
Because the sooner you and I learn to follow God's path, the sooner we're able to overcome our circumstances.
因为咱若如钱无要出来，咱如何即个物件如来如消沉，如捆绑咱。
The more we procrastinate overcoming our circumstances, the more we will spiral into it.
伊讲，因为安尼，以利亚离开迄个所在。
Verse 19 says, "So he departed from there."
诶，真特别哦。因为一离开了，一拄到上啊，以利沙了，你看到吗
？And when he departed, he found Elisha.
对不？你看上帝故意安排不
？Isn't that part of God's sovereign plan？
所以这个不是超度看的代志。
It's not a coincidence.
是上帝叫伊行，哎，出去。
God guided him and asked him to go, and then he met Elisha.
也水一百度的。
And that's a beautiful picture, isn't it？
所以兄弟姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
上帝爱咱从啥
？What does God want us to do？
咱知影上帝叫咱咯。
When we know what He wants us to do，
顺服。
We should obey.
马上顺服。
Immediately.
这个是第一好第一好来离开困境的一个做法。
And that is the best way to overcome our troubles.
有可能咱有转人未了解代笔有这项代志。
Some of us may not understand something that King David did.
你在你会记得所罗门是怎样囝
？Now you may remember that Solomon
怎样囝
was the son of
是代笔跟怎样先
David and
Bathsheba. 你知影这个所罗门是第二的，你知无
？But you must be aware that Solomon is their second child.
因为哦，所罗门有一个阿兄，你知无
？There was a son before Solomon.
你知影这样代志？因为哦，当这个Bathsheba又甲大卫犯罪了的时候
，Because after David sinned with Bathsheba,
然后伊知影伊和上帝直接打这样代志。
God rebuked him.
And
it was their punishment that the son he shared with Bathsheba fall ill.
And
if you look at the Bible, you will see that when this child fell ill, David began to fast.
And
he prayed to the Lord.
He
prayed for healing for this child.
And
in great sorrow, David kept calling out to the
Lord,
asking the Lord to heal his child. But God chose not to.
And
the child died.
And
now here's the dilemma. David's men. Wondered how they should approach David. They noticed that King David was already in great sorrow when the child was
ill.
If they were to tell David that the son had already died, wouldn't David suffer even more?
So he didn't say it.
They did not dare tell him.
But
eventually, David knew. But what did he do when he knew? After King David knew, he said that he would take a bath. After he bathed, he dined. And he worked.
And
everyone was shocked. Why he responded that way?
罗贝，你看到什么
？And you realize，
伊看到，当这个人呐，当伊咧患病的时阵，我尽我的本分，然后我求，我更加求，我更加求。
King David knew that while the child was still alive, he kept on pleading with the Lord.
但是伊死的时阵，我无法当重生。
But he realized there was nothing he could do once the child had died.
我但是我若继续安尼落去，我规个国要怎样啊
？But he knew that he could not neglect his kingdom over the child's death.
所以呢，伊吼。马上顺服上帝规个安排。
And so he immediately submitted to God's plan.
伊重新继续站起来。
And he rose again.
然后好好带领伊个国家。
And led his country.
所以你看麦，所以你看大笔哦，在这个困境内面，真紧就干呐出来，你看到？因为伊是马上顺服。
And we realize that David was able to overcome the circumstances out of obedience.
啊，兄弟姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
啊。我今仔日提燕乐姐的 permission。
I got Sister Catherine's permission today。
我讲讲代志。
To share with you。
燕乐姐，伊也刚强哦，咱大家讲的话。
We know she is a strong woman。
啊，真无简单啊，姐。
Because facing her circumstances is not an easy task。
我跟你讲，到现在伊这个生病到现在真刚强，伫后壁 真侪人欣赏这项物件。
A lot of people appreciate her for being very strong.
啊，所以演乐剧无人骂你，你放心。
No one has said anything bad about you.
伊相信伊伫这个所在，真侪人欣赏，咱感谢主。
A lot of people admire her.
但是一日，我去甲伊探访。
One day when I visited with her.
然后伊去探，Terence 的妈妈。
We together went on visitation to visit Reverend Terence's mother.
因为因爸爸过身。
After his father had died.
然后，阮伫迄个所在，阮去探访。
We visited her.
然后，燕乐姊伫迄个所在讲讲代志出来。
And then Sister Catherine said during that visitation.
用当三米过身了无
？That when her husband died.
伊创啥物？
What she did.
你会记得三米遐是真紧真紧，二十几日内面就过身，真紧。
I don't know if you remember, but Brother Samuel. That's only 20 plus days between his diagnosis and death. And what Sister Catherine did?
Records,
was to destroy all his medical records. Because she didn't want to look at them anymore. A lot of the hospital staff said that she shouldn't have done that.
Because this is a rare case.
Because they wanted to study his case because it was so rare. But she said, sorry, I've already destroyed them. Because I accept this as God's plan. And I want to take away these reminders that I may move on. And tell you what, because of that, she's able to be strong in these circumstances. If we allow ourselves to wallow in self-pity, then we will be stuck there forever. But God wants us to submit to His plans. To immediately obey. I believe.When we do that, we can overcome our circumstances. Because God will not forsake you. Brothers and sisters, as you face troubles in your life, don't try to run away. Accept. Don't allow yourself to be stuck.
Don't move on. Don't
move on. But move on. To carry on to do what? To do God's plan. That whatever He leads us to do. And let us remember. He will not allow us to walk that path alone. And He will allow people to be in our lives in the right time. Brothers and sisters, when you and I know that, what can we do? Submit. Immediately. And that is how God arranged for Elisha to be there at the right time. And then we can overcome. And then we can allow God to keep using us. That our lives may become a blessing to even more people. Let's pray.Dear Lord Heavenly Father, as we face the ups and downs of life, we find comfort and guidance in the knowledge that You are sovereign above all. And though we may walk through our own valleys of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, knowing that You are with us. Please give us wisdom that we may know Your will. Please give us strength that we may obey.And when trials come our way, Father God, may we remember and be encouraged by those who have gone before us. And as we face the troubles in our lives, may we be faithful, that our lives may be a testament of Your grace to everyone else, that they may see us and see You. Lord, we rejoice.We are marvel and we are humbled that in our weakness, Your strength is all the more made perfect. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.